Hello, Shackley family. This is Angel Torres, Lifetime Master Coordinator. I'd like to welcome you to our weekly Fast Track conference call. As you all know, this call has become a common place where everyone in the field is invited to hear from our top leaders and also from our new up-and-coming Fast Track business leaders with a consistent message about how you and your team can become director and develop directors so that you and your team can build to executive coordinator and then on to presidential master coordinator. Actually, our goal here is to help you narrow the gap between the time you join Shackley as a gold ambassador and becoming director in a timeline that meets your expectations, goals, and dreams. My friends, this is why we'll be here every single week with you. And today we have a very important topic and a very special guest. The topic for today will be income-producing activities. And the guest speaker for today, oh my gosh, everybody's waiting for this guy to talk. It's a guy that we really love in Shackley. Is one of our best trainers in all Shackley. Not bad for an engineer that says that he used to be very shy when he started in Shackley. He is loved by everyone in the field for his passion, knowledge, and his willingness to help everyone, including people that are not even in his group. I'm referring to Rick Seymour. Him and his wife, Aldona, have been in Shackley for 36 years. Rick was an aerospace engineer, and Aldona was the office manager for the American Cancer Society. They have 4 kids, 7 grandkids, and 2 great-grandkids. I guess they started when they were 10. Well, Rick, as many of you know, he had a very severe accident. And throughout the difficult times, he kept an attitude that we only see on great leaders and winners. Rick, welcome to the call, and please, why don't you give us an update on how you're feeling and what happened?
Well, thanks, Angel. It's just great to be back on one of these calls. It's great to be back on any call, to be honest with you. I had a bicycling accident about 7 weeks ago and resulted in an open brain injury, and they patched me back up with titanium plates and screws and all kinds of weird things. And when it was all done, it wasn't a very pretty sight, but at least it all works. And I got to tell you, though, it's fascinating. 2 of the doctors said I was the healthiest guy they had ever seen in ICU. Thank you, Shackley. And the fascinating part is I'm healing in about half of the time that any of the docs expected. So you've got to know the products that we all take have an extraordinary effect on our health, whether it's in a crisis situation or not. But it's been kind of a long, painful process, but I'm back to the place where I can work, and I've got another month to go before they're going to do another CAT scan and make sure it all got back in the right place and I can get back on the bicycle. I can't even begin to tell you how much I appreciate the hundreds of cards and emails and gifts that I got from people that I don't even know, who were praying for me and caring about me, and it was just an extraordinary uplifting thing. And I also got to mention that it was probably harder on Aldona than it was on me, so obviously our business got a little stagnant here for the last few weeks, but we're excited to be up and running and back at it again. But I also want to share with all of you on the call that the night that I got home from the hospital, I spent 5 days in ICU and went right from ICU to home, basically, because, like the doc said, I was so darn healthy they couldn't think of a reason to keep me any longer. But that evening when I got home, the phone rang, and Aldona was a little reticent about answering it because she didn't really want to talk to anybody, but she decided she needed to pick it up because it said Shackley Corporation on the caller ID. So she picks it up, and it was Kathy Keating and T.D. Robinson. I think there were 3 or 4 other people in the room, and they were all just lending their support, and they said, when the doorbell rings in about 15 minutes, be sure you answer it. And about 15 minutes later, the doorbell rings, Aldona opens it up, and here are about 3 days' worth of wonderful meals from the Cheesecake Factory, compliments of the folks at the home office. And I just want you all to know that no matter how fast we grow, how big we get, it's still a family. And it's just a blessing to be part of a company like this.
Wow. Well, Rick, let me say this. We all thank God for having you back. And we welcome you back and hope that, you know, the best for you.
You're a great guy. I appreciate that very much.
And we in Shackley love you very, very much, you and Aldona. So thank you for everything you have done all these years for everyone in Shackley. And, yeah, please, Harry, get better because we need you. We need you back on the road again. So thank you very much for accepting this invitation. And as I mentioned before, we're going to be talking about income-producing activities. And you're great at any topic, but this one, I have heard you speak before on it, and you're really good. And I think that we all need to hear from time to time, you know, because sometimes we get busy doing things that don't really matter for what we're trying to accomplish. You know, I'm talking from experience, been there, done that. So it's good from time to time to evaluate what kind of activities are we doing and what kind of results are we getting. And when we attend events like the Excite programs or Future Masters or any Shackley event, or we hear any, you know, conference call or speakers like you, you know, sometimes we get back and we say, I wonder if I should maybe change a little bit what I'm doing or improve what I'm doing, because sometimes we're doing a good job, so we should continue. So why don't you share with us a little bit on that topic of income-producing activities?
Well, I'll tell you, Angel, one of the things I've noticed in all the years we've been around Shackley is the fundamentals are always going to be the fundamentals. It doesn't matter how much change there is, what's going on in the marketplace, it always gets reduced to the same thing, and that is people are the lifeblood of our business. I can remember Dr. Shackley saying many, many years ago, see the people. It's all about seeing the people. And the challenge for many of us is that maybe we either don't know a lot of people or we've been around long enough that we've gone through our list of people or whatever the challenge is. But as time goes on, we've got to get a little more creative about how we're going to access what I call the moving parade. How are we going to find those new people that are going to take care of attrition and all the kinds of things that will happen in our business over time? And it always boils down to something that I think a lot of people never take the time to figure out. Do they have a prospecting problem or do they have an approach problem? Now, what I mean by that is that there are a lot of people who probably have a big list of people that they've never called because they don't know what to say, so they never picked up the phone. So they've got an approach problem, not a prospecting problem. There are other people who have run through their list or whatever it is, and now they've got to figure out where to access the new people, and that's a prospecting problem. And I want to kind of talk about that more than anything throughout this call, because there are some pretty simple things that all of us can do and should be doing if we're going to continue to grow our businesses. And I think about the fact that Aldona and I, here we are 35 years later, we've accomplished some wonderful things in the business, we've had a wonderful income and been semi-retired by most people's estimation on the outside looking in, just because we're able to be home, we've got freedom, we've got flexibility, we can do all the things that we love to do in our lives, and we have the resources and the time to do that. But we still, because this is so much a part of who we are and it's as much a lifestyle as it is a profession, we're always going to be in a recruiting mode. But let's kind of back up to the very beginning for those of you who are new on the call. It all starts with the list, and I always put that in capital letters because that's where we should all start. That's our warm market. That's the people that we know, our family, our friends, our acquaintances, our work associates, people that we know through various organizations that we belong to. It should always start there because you're going to have a lot more success typically in your warm market than you will going out and trying to prospect people that you don't know. So it always begins there. And I can remember reading articles over the years that the average person knows anywhere from 500 to 800 people, and a lot of people get stuck when they hear that and they go, well, I don't know anybody. And I'll tell you, I would have said that when we first got sponsored into Shackley, because literally I only had one real friend that I used to climb with, and other than that, I could name on one hand a couple of people I worked closely with at work, my mom and dad and a couple other folks that I would have put on my list. But there were lots of people that I crossed paths with that I could associate a face and a name with that even though we hadn't had a strong relationship, there's still somebody that I probably could have approached if I'd have just understood how to do that. So we all just need to build that list, and that's where it begins. But the thing to realize is that too often we tend to qualify people. And by that I mean, as you're starting to build that list, you're saying to yourself, you know, they eat in fast food restaurants all the time. They wouldn't be interested in good nutrition. Or, gosh, they belong to a country club and own 3 Cadillacs and their own airplane. They wouldn't be interested in the opportunity. Well, guess what? The one thing I've figured out in almost 36 years in this business is that people will do this business, be interested in Shackley for reasons that we can't even begin to understand, and they won't be interested for reasons we can't even begin to understand. So as Aldana says constantly in this business, our job is to share the story. Their job is to decide. Don't ever decide for somebody else. The worst thing that will ever happen to you in Shackley is not that they say no to you, but they say yes to somebody else because you didn't ask. So make sure you put everybody you can associate a face and a name with on that list, and then you're going to figure out how you're going to go about approaching them. But let's work a little past that, because eventually you will have gone through the list. I think about Aldana and I, and a few years ago we recognized that everybody we knew was either already in Shackley or they were never going to be in Shackley because we had already approached them. So we had to do something to get out, to be part of that moving parade, to access some new people. And all of the things I'm going to mention are things that we have done historically. Some we've done more successfully than others. But I want you to realize that any and all of these all take either certain personality styles or certain kinds of lifestyles that you live that will make them either more or less effective for you. So one of the things you're going to have to do is figure out, where do I fit? But let me just talk about a few of these. Networking groups. Things like B&I, leads groups, those types of things, where you join and everybody is there for the specific purpose of promoting themselves and promoting their business or their product. Now, one of the things to realize, in the majority of networking groups that are out there, they usually frowned on you promoting your opportunity. It's usually only your product. So you have to realize that if you really want to recruit from a business perspective, you're going to have to be a little circumspect about what you do in those kinds of groups. In the meetings themselves, you can't stand up and promote your opportunity. But guess what? Over time, you can build relationships with people. You can ask questions. You can find out whose businesses are struggling. You can get together over a cup of coffee or lunch and just talk about it and find out whether or not they might be interested in a different opportunity. And we've got a young guy in our organization who has been probably the best at capitalizing on networking groups. His happens to be called LaTip, and he pulls probably $20,000 or $30,000 worth of business out of that group every single year, and he's recruited a couple of builders and one director out of that group. So they're a wonderful place to belong, to get plugged in, to be around other people, and especially to promote your products. So you can build volume and very solid volume that way. Sort of an offshoot of that are chambers of commerce, and a lot of them have these same types of networking groups, but they also almost always have what we call mixers, where just everybody in the chamber gets together once or twice a month, and it's just a big group in a room, and it's an opportunity just to network with people and meet people and talk with people. I happen to function very, very well in that kind of environment, and I'm going to talk about how I do that in just a minute, but I want to tie a couple others to this kind of situation. But any place you can put yourself around new people is going to benefit you in this business. I also categorize another area called life. Who are the people that you cross paths with on a day-in, day-out basis? You know, when I was still an aerospace engineer and we were in Shackley growing a business so I didn't have to be an aerospace engineer the rest of my life and work for a government contractor, the most fascinating thing is that was a 9-year period back in the days before I had a clue what we were doing, but we were growing our business, and finally, when our Shackley income was 3 times more than what I made as an aerospace engineer, I thought I could give up the security of the job. Well, here was the interesting thing. During that 9-year period, I sponsored every single boss that I worked for. And a lot of people think, well, isn't that a conflict of interest? Well, guess what? I didn't prospect on the job. I just had conversations on the job. I asked questions. I listened. I heard what was going on in people's lives. And when something popped up that it sounded like Shackley could provide a solution for them, then I made a phone call after work hours to schedule an appointment with those people. But you've got a whole group of people, if you work at a full-time job, that you can prospect. You just have to be intelligent about how you do it. Things like church events, you go to a social, you go to a Bible study, year-round groups of people, learn how to ask questions and listen. Your kids' events, or your grandkids, standing on the sidelines at the soccer game or the basketball game or the volleyball game, guess what? You're surrounded by other parents, all of whom have many of the same concerns and issues that you have, whether it's health for their kids, whether or not it's how they're going to send Mary to college. It's a function of asking questions. The other area that I really encourage people to do, and for some reason I was very resistant to this for a long time, and a lot of people seem to be today, join groups of people that are involved in something that you just enjoy. Now, for me, it's things like bicycling and golf. It may be scrapbooking for somebody else. But let me give you some examples. I joined a bicycle club here in Denver. They have several organized club rides every week. I tend to go on the ones during the week. And every time I go, there's a core group of about 6 or 8 people. But typically, any given week, there will be another 6 to 8 people I've never met before that show up. And guess what? You can carry on very lengthy conversations riding along next to somebody for an hour and a half or 2 hours or 2.5 hours. You can ask questions, find out what's going on in their life, find out if there might be something that Shackley might be a solution for. Last summer, every single club ride I went on except one, I came home with a prospect that I could follow up with. I took up the game of golf. Guess what? I don't call up my friends and organize a threesome or a foursome and go golfing. I call up the golf club and I just say, hey, want to play a round of golf today? If you got a twosome or a threesome, you can put me with. Every time I go play golf, I get to meet 2 or 3 new people I've never met before. And guess what? When you're sitting there in the cart or walking down a fairway, you can carry on a conversation. You can ask questions. So put yourself in a posture where you're doing something you would love to do anyway, but it gives you an opportunity to meet people. And I've got to tell you quite honestly, I resisted that for so long, but because it just didn't seem like if I was enjoying myself that much that I was really working Shackley. Well, guess what? I'm working Shackley even more effectively because we have a common interest. We have a common bond, something we're already intrigued and interested and involved in that gives us a basis for a conversation when we meet new people. We've got somebody in our organization who found a first-level director going to a scrapbooking weekend, meeting new people, 20 or 30 new people in the room, carry on conversations. Guess what happens? So just go out there and get involved. But whether it's chamber mixers, whether it's just life situations where you're meeting people, whether you're intentionally joining organizations, one of the things I would encourage everybody to do is learn what I call the 7 magic questions. This is how you direct a conversation. This is how you find out if somebody might be a prospect. And this is oriented, for me, predominantly around the opportunity. But you can design these questions around nutrition, around the environment, whatever it is. But let me just tell you what the questions are, and then I'll kind of elucidate a little bit. Question number 1, what do you do? Number 2, how long have you been doing it? Number 3, what do you like about it? Number 4, what don't you like about it? Number 5, what do you want to be doing in 5 or 10 years? Number 6, what are you doing to get there? And number 7, are you open to looking at options? Now, here's the interesting thing. Those 7 questions can guide and direct a conversation that might take 5 minutes, it might take 45 minutes, it might take 12 holes on the golf course. But it doesn't matter. It's a conversation. And the fun part is that when you ask people those kinds of questions, because there's so few people in the world who care enough about somebody else to really find out about them and hear what they've got to say, that most people do a data dump. And what I've discovered is that by the time I've carried on a conversation, there's give and take, I'm participating, I'm giving feedback, but I'm going to make sure all of those questions get asked. And by the time I get to the end, if they say, yes, I'm open to looking at options, they have literally given me permission to follow up and call them about Shackley for a one-on-one or to you know, watch a DVD or go to a webinar or whatever it is. And you're going to find that if you will get good at asking those questions in almost any environment you find yourself in, prospecting will become very, very easy. Now, the last two areas I want to talk about, for many of us and many of you on the call, these are brand new. For those of you in the younger generations, this is how you live your life. But as applied to our network marketing business, both social networking and internet marketing have huge potential, and I think there are many of us who are just beginning to understand what that potential is. But let's spend just a moment on social networking, whether that's Twitter or Facebook or MySpace or any of the other social networking sites that are out there. One of the things that I think is so relevant is that we all recognize that what will build a long-term Shackley business is relationship. And these social networking sites give us an opportunity to build relationships and strengthen relationships with people. And as we do that over time, if about one out of every 10 communications that we have with somebody, we plant a seed about the business, or we plant a seed about some products that might resolve an issue that came up in a discussion thread somewhere, you're going to find that people will start asking you and looking to you for knowledge or expertise or whatever it is. And over a period of time, you'll be able to grow a network of people that you might be able to prospect for Shackley. Now, a couple of caveats I want to give you about that. I do not use this particular one, and I'll tell you why. I don't have the personality or the patience to spend enough time in front of the computer to carry on these conversations on social networking sites. But I know several people that are very, very good at it, who have the inclination to do that kind of thing and have been able to really recruit a significant number of people. So you got to figure out, does this fit my personality style or doesn't it? The next one is internet marketing. And whether it's figuring out how to do Google AdWords or whether it's optimization of keywords, all of those kinds of things, Facebook advertising, one of the things that I have begun to understand is there is a huge world out there of people who are looking for what we've got. And if we can find out a way that fits our style to put it out there where we have people coming to us instead of us having to chase down people, then it puts us in a very, very solid posture for growing our business. Over the past year or so, I've taken 3 or 4 different internet marketing courses. I've made some kind of inroads into that particular area. I've learned how to drive traffic. I haven't done quite as good a job at capturing and following up on that traffic. Those are some pieces I'm working on at the moment. But for those of you who are inclined that way, I think you need to realize there is also another huge market out there that goes so far beyond, I think, most of our imaginations in terms of what's possible in business. And especially our kind of network marketing utilizing the tool of the internet. But here's what I want to say about everything we've talked about. It will always come down to relationship. And without that, you will never have a solid business. So, Angel, let me give it back to you for a moment.
Wow, Rick, this is great information. I think that many people ask the question, what do I say? I mean, what do I say to bring people to Shackley? I think that after everything that you have shared with us, then it's no longer what do I say, but what should I ask? And those 7 questions are really, really good for anyone to start a conversation. And you know, many people think that they need to go out and do Shackley, and the reality is that, you know, you do Shackley as you go out. You play golf, you do bike, you know. Great topic and great ideas. And Rick, before we finish, let me ask you for maybe final comments. And I'd like to ask you to give a little homework to the audience for them to do something after they hear this call.
Well, I'd be happy to do that, Angel, because here's the challenge. As I've been exposed to all of these different things over the years, I kind of fell into this trap where I'm just going to do it all. I'm going to get this prospect list and keep working on that, and I'm going to join this networking group, and I'm going to belong to this chamber and go to these mixers and join all these events and this club. And And what I found was I was so scattered. I wasn't very good at any of it. And so what I would encourage people to do in the way of homework right after this call, if you've taken some notes in terms of here's some different things that I can be doing, what I want you to do is just sit down and figure out which three or four am I going to focus on and get good at. Don't go through the list with the attitude, I'm going to do all of this different stuff, because nobody can do all that. Nobody can learn all of that, and nobody can certainly get really, really skilled at it. So just figure out which three or four fit me the best, lend themselves to my personality style, my lifestyle, the way that I relate to people, and really focus and get good at those three or four and just keep doing them over and over and over again. And no matter what else you do, remember, it always comes down to relationship and follow-up. And I think that's where so many people have dropped the ball, is they've gotten good at prospecting. They've gotten good at intriguing people, maybe doing that first presentation or making that first phone call, but they're really bad at the follow-up. And the reason I want to put that out there as a last thought for all of you is one of the most dynamic people that we have in our organization right now is a young guy who it took me a year and a half and seven different rescheduling, follow-up calls, cancellations, but 18 months and seven different attempts to get him to sit down and listen to the whole Shackley story. But after he did, he captured the picture, he really got the vision, and he's going gangbusters in the business. Now, what if I had given up after the first time or the second time or the third time? So just hang in there. Follow up with the people you meet until somebody says, no, don't ever talk to me about Shackley again. You're not finished with him. Just keep doing it.
So what I hear you say is follow up, follow up, follow up.
You got it.
Thank you so much, Rick. Great job. We deeply appreciate your dedication and time. Please take good care of yourself for us and for you, especially and for your family. Keep getting better and better and better, and we'll see you in Anaheim. I also like to thank our audience for taking the time to be on this call, and also encourage everyone to invite your group for the next call. I always like to finish this call, Rick, by saying, please remember that the only mistake that you can make in Shackley is quitting. Everything else is part of your story. It's part of the story that you will share when you are being recognized and when you speak in front of groups. So please don't give up. Everything is part of the story. Think and focus on all the possibilities, not on the obstacles, and we'll see you at the top. My friends, that's it for today. Thank you very much for being on the call. Rick, thank you so much.
It was my great pleasure, Angel.
The average annual income in 2008 for the business leader ranks ranged from $10,798 for directors to $580,573 for presidential master coordinators. Average annual income by rank is based on the average monthly form 1099-MISC, income for all U.S. business leaders who held the rank that month and added for the 12 months of 2008. The fast-track career path is new, and so there are no average earnings for this additional income. Of course, results will vary with effort, and Shackley Corporation does not guarantee that any particular income will be achieved.
These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.